What's up guys, Jeff Cavalier, AthleanX.com. Whether you're looking for a way to quicken up that workout of yours and make it more time efficient, or you're just looking for a way to get your gains a little faster, you're gonna wanna watch this video because I put together for you the 12 best supersets, 12 exercises paired up back to back that everybody should have in their programs. Let's start breaking them down one by one. And the first one up is one you just need a pair of dumbbells and a bench for. And what I want you to notice right away is we're looking for space efficient, time efficient combinations. I don't want just any two exercises done back to back. Most people do that when they choose supersets. We want a purpose for them. So for us, the first one here is a static dumbbell bench press into a dumbbell gorilla row. I happen to like this a lot because it feels good on my already torn labrum. With that extra control and the slow pace that I can bring one arm down at a time, it gives me the stability while still allowing me to train for strength and train for size. Now, as soon as I'm done here, I put the dumbbells down and talk about space efficiency. I can just grab the dumbbell and get into this row position and start doing our gorilla row. Again, you can't be running back and forth between a pull-up bar and a bench press because likely by the time you get back from the pull-up bar, someone stole your bench. Good supersets are structured in a way that allow you to bounce back and forth between the exercises with minimal time wastage and most of all, effectiveness of the pairing of the exercises that you choose. Now here in our second superset, instead of starting with chest and going to back, we can actually go the other way around and go from back to chest. And one of my favorite ways to do that is with this cable machine in a wraparound row kicking it off. And this exercise is one that actually allows us to target the hard to hit middle traps really, really well. Get that good initial stretch on this hard to hit area, which sets it up for a nice contraction if we keep the elbows nice and tight to our sides. Now keep in mind, there's no strict rule that says you have to choose opposing muscle groups. I'm gonna actually share with you a few of them that are done with the same muscle group, but with a different exercise. But here it just works out really nicely because as soon as I'm done with this, I just simply turn my body around and I'm in perfect position to do a cable crossover and hit the chest. And what I want to point out here that makes these 12 really, really effective is that the weight that you'll generally use on the first exercise is one that will probably be used and useful on the second exercise without even having to swap the weights. Now on a cable machine here, obviously it's very easy to just slide the pin, as you'll see me do soon, but this one and many others in this selection of 12 are gonna afford you that opportunity to not have to waste time changing weights and just get from one to the next. And that brings us to combination three, where we get to hit the arms, stay right here on the cable machine, and just lower the arm down. And we do this with a combination of a cable curl and a standing overhead tricep extension. Now the cable curl is one of my favorite ways to hit not just the biceps, but really the whole upper arm, because I can hit the brachialis by starting in this neutral grip hand position. And what I do is turn up against the resistance of the rope at the top to overload the supination, get the biceps really heavily involved in the exercise. And again, the weights here should probably match up pretty evenly when you go to turn your body around and perform this overhead tricep extension. And one thing I want to point out is the position of your torso when you do the exercise and the effect that that has on optimizing the stretch on your triceps long head, which we know accounts for the majority of the size in the back of your arm. Again, this is another example of being space efficient and respectful in your own gym. All you gotta do is turn your body around 180 degrees to go from one exercise to the other, and you're not busting up anybody else's workouts, but you're still getting the gains that you're looking for. Sticking with the arms, and this time flipping the script to go triceps into biceps, all we need to do is starts with the lying tricep extension done on an incline. The incline bench gives us a chance to get a really good deep stretch on that tricep long head. And once again, as an epitome of efficiency, all we have to do is change our body in space and not even the weight to roll right into the next exercise, which is the dumbbell spider curl for the biceps. And see, again, if you choose exercises that pair up nicely in terms of the load, you can take each part of these to failure and not have to worry about necessarily the exact rep that you're failing on, just as long as you take both ends of it to failure and the weight is similarly matched up, biceps and triceps. On the spider curl, by the way, I really like this exercise because it allows me to get that good peak contraction with the shoulders and slight flexion, and of course, the supination and flexion of the elbow at the top. If ever there was an exercise that allowed me to feel that really intense squeeze, this is it. And of course, paired up with the first end of the superset, it's a winner for me every single time. Now, whether you train with supersets or you don't right now, it's certainly no excuse to skip leg day. As a matter of fact, it's a good excuse not to skip leg day because we could choose exercises that flow very well together, anterior chain and posterior chain, like this combination. And we start with one of my favorite exercises of all time, it's the dumbbell reverse lunge. And as I point out every time I talk about this exercise, taking that step backwards is just natural. It feels a hell of a lot better for the majority of people, particularly those that might have some knee issues or hip issues when they perform the standard stepping forward version of this. But what I want you to make sure of is that you're taking that step backwards and out so you keep that base of support wide and never let your balance compromise the results that you can see from this amazing leg exercise. Now from here, again, time efficient, space efficient, loading properly, I can just go right into a dumbbell RDL. Allow the knees to soften as you bend them just a little bit and keep the dumbbells nice and tight to your body to take any stress off of the low back. And most importantly, drive yourself up, not by lifting with the low back or pulling the dumbbells up. You keep those arms hanging straight down. You just drive your glutes straight ahead. This is one of those amazing leg exercise combinations that actually isn't compromised by the very fact that you're choosing dumbbells to load it. I know barbells are great, but dumbbells executed well or with the right exercise choices are going to be able to provide the stimulus you need to grow bigger legs without compromise. And so while we're not done with the legs, I do want to shift our focus back to the upper body, and this time into the vertical pressing exercises, and we're talking about the shoulders, and we start with one of the classics, a dumbbell overhead press. I talked about many times before why I like the dumbbell variation of the exercise, and again, don't see it as a compromise to the barbell variation. But we can follow this up too, like we've done with all the other supersets, with a really good, effective exercise choice that doesn't have to allow us to waste time going back to change the weights that we're actually using. So we do the overhead press and immediately drop those weights down to your sides and perform an exercise I call the hip hugger. You're looking to literally drag those dumbbells and hug your hips up your sides on the way up. But I want you to focus your attention on what's happening to the elbows and the arm above. They're driving back into extension behind the body, but at the same time into abduction away from the body. What does that do? It effectively targets the rear delt and the middle delt respectively. Remember, supersets are going to be limited to two exercises, but if those two exercises are carefully chosen, two exercises is more than enough. But with good supersets, we don't always have to start at the heavy end of the rack to make them effective.